A visitor's guide is incredibly helpful when exploring a new city. Friday afternoon at the Clinton House Museum, the Fayetteville Visitors Bureau unveiled the new Fayetteville Guide. Marilyn Hefner, Executive Director of the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission, explains the guide has undergone some changes, one of which is making sure it's a resource not only for visitors, but for those who live in Fayetteville.
Well, we kind of decided that we want to be all things to all people, which is a huge challenge for us. But you know, the things that a visitor enjoys are the exact things that a citizen enjoys. And we feel that, you know, we know from facts that a visitor will come to a place four times before they move here. So, you know, we're really, and visitors, recruiting new residents for Fayetteville. So we wanted them to know that we have trails and we have parks and we have nature areas and we have the arts and the botanical garden and all the things that there are to do in town.
The all-new guide features some new informational sections.
We've expanded the relocation section so that if someone comes into town, they can have this book and they can get hooked up with all the services that they need. We've expanded the parking. We have a section on downtown Dixon parking and the rules that apply to that. We have a map of the university so that if they're, you know, feel inclined to go to the campus, they'll know where all those buildings are. We have a listing of all the parks. We have a listing of all the trails. We have a map of the trails, and we have all the facilities that the trails have, you know, and then a little description of every trail, you know, whether it's a scenic trail or whether you're walking through the woods or things like that.
The Fayetteville Guide also features profiles of five local residents. Those recognized at Friday's reception included Penguin Ed's owner Ed Knight, New Design School founder Sonia Davis Gutierrez, and KUAF News Director Kyle Kellums.
Each year we've chosen five different people who are, you know, they're not elected officials. They're not people that, they're just ordinary citizens, basically. They're people that you're going to run into on the street. And so it's our aim to show what kind of people live here more than anything else. You know, Fayetteville's a very, very special place. And I think people move here for a variety of reasons. And those various reasons that they move here are what make us special. And those things that they bring with them also make us special.
The creation of the new guide took some time and hard work, but Hefner is proud of the finished product.
This is only beginning. The changes in this are reflected in the website, which is experiencefayetteville.com. And, you know, that's a quick, if there are changes to be made, that's a quick way to do them, you know. So, but we're really proud of this product. We think it's going to be something that everybody's, the photography is outstanding, the copy is great, you know. And so we're real proud of it. We hope that the citizens of Fayetteville will be as proud as we.
The Fayetteville Guide will be distributed through all 12 state tourist information centers, the Fayetteville Visitor Center, and the Chamber of Commerce. The Water Department for the city will also distribute it to new customers. For more information, visit experiencefayetteville.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.